The Hall of Justice. To the immediate right of the Hall of Wisdom sits the beautiful Hall of Justice, the hallowed structure where the council convenes. We'll discuss the council in detail later, but for now we'll simply acknowledge them as the revered and distinguished elders who play a key role in our lives, both on the other side and during our lifetimes on Earth. The Hall of Justice is pillared, domed, and classic Greco-Roman, just like the other two halls that complete the triumvirate of buildings that immediately greet us on our arrival back home. But its most cherished feature, and the one most often commented on by people who remember the details of a near-death experience, is its endless, achingly beautiful gardens. The entrance to the Hall of Justice is graced by a treasured statue of Asna, the Mother God. Revisiting the Towers. The Hall of Records, the Hall of Wisdom, and the Hall of Justice are the first buildings to greet us on the other side. Directly behind them rise the towers, two identical structures, tall and really contemporary in architecture, reverent monoliths with massive facades of white marble and blue glass. Waterfalls whisper down the walls, misting the jasmine that scents the air around them and promising the exquisite serenity that waits inside their etched golden doors. The towers again are essential for those new arrivals who need intensive psychological and emotional care for their safe transition home, but they're also deeply appreciated by the locals as perfect sites for solitude, study, and meditation. Two lesser-known structures rest side by side beyond the towers. They are not a part of our homecoming, nor are they included in our daily routine on the other side, and yet they're cherished and essential for nourishment of our spirit. The Hall of Tones. When each of our souls was first created, we were given our own individual mantra, a specific word or series of syllables to which our spirit will eternally resonate. If we think of our spirits as brilliantly crafted, one-of-a-kind musical instruments, our mantras are the tuning forks that keep our instruments in perfect pitch and tone with the God who conceived them. Every mantra starts with Om, which is a word of affirmation and assent, followed by a tone that is typically made up of two syllables. Mine is Shireen. Lindsay's is Kyrie. Neither of us lit up with instant recognition at the sound of our mantras. Apparently and sadly, their divine resonance gets drowned out too often by the noise of our conscious minds here on Earth. But on the other side, our mantras are as familiar to us and as singularly ours as our direct genetic lineage to God. And to keep ourselves in perfect pitch with Him and maintain the purity with which we were created, we make occasional joyful trips to the Hall of Tones to meditate and chant our mantras. Essentially, this keeps instruments that are our essence exquisitely tuned.